You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Environmental groups said nations have reached a deal Saturday morning to limit the use of greenhouse gases, which are far more powerful than carbon dioxide, in an effort to further protect the environment. Around 150 countries have agreed to limit the use of hydrofluorocarbon, or HFC, greenhouse gases, in a bid to protect the Earth's climate. Delegates worked through the night in the Rwandan capital to reach an agreement that would suit both developed and developing countries. Under the deal, developed nations commit to reducing their use of the chemicals sooner than poorer countries. HFCs are used in refrigeration and air conditioning. Scientists believe they are playing a growing role in driving up global temperatures, especially as air conditioning technology becomes more affordable for people in developing markets and more widely used in developing nations. Speaking to delegates ahead of the agreement on Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry stressed the importance of pushing forward the amendment.
And everybody here is a leader in this effort. Again and again, we have gone beyond the targets that we set for ourselves in the Montreal Protocol. Remember that. We've consistently beaten the targets, and we'll beat these targets.
Saturday's agreement comes nearly three decades after the globally ratified 1987 Montreal Protocol, which eliminated various gases believed to harm the ozone. Per the new agreement, wealthier countries, including the United States and those in the European Union, will implement restrictions on the use of HFCs within the next few years. Developing countries will cut their use of HFC in the next decade or more. I'm Anne Schneibel.